The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. And we are continuing our series of celebrating women's success. And we have Maris Angolia, President and CEO of Karen's Florist, with us. Now, what is wonderful and unique about Karen's Florist, which we haven't looked at here, is that it is a small family business. So we will talk to Maris about leading the small business, and I'm sure she'll weave in any of the unique features about a family business, if there are any. We'll have to hear the journeys of both Karen's Florist and Maris Angolia, and how she came about to running Karen's Florist. You know, let me introduce you to Maris before we get in and start the journey. Maris Angolia is President and CEO of Karen's Florist. She directs and manages day-to-day activities and is responsible for overall strategic positioning for the organization. For the past 19 years, she has been active in the community and has served in many leadership roles. Currently, she serves on the Wolf Trap Associate Board and the 2015 World Police and Fire Games Board of Directors. She has been with Karen's full-time for over 19 years and is proud to carry on her father's legacy. Maris has a BSBA degree from the American University and is double major in marketing and computer systems. Maris, thank you so much for joining me on my show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, and one thing that I think many of the listeners probably know is that Maris and I both are on the Wolf Trap Associate Boards. I know I've talked about Wolf Trap at various times, so it's nice to have a fellow Wolf Trap Associate Board member on. So this should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Thank you.
Yep. So Maris, tell us a short history of Karen's Florist and what are some of the biggest challenges you have had leading a small business? And I know you and I are both feeling the impacts of Mother Nature once again. How has that impacted the floral business?
Okay. Well, the path to Karen's Florist actually started back in probably the mid to late 1915, 1920, when my grandfather came over from Greece and started selling flowers and became a florist in New York City from the time he was 14, 15 years old on up to owning a business with his brothers. When my father and mother moved to the D.C. area, Seven Corners Shopping Center was one of the first enclosed malls in the country, and it was about to open. And my dad wanted to open up a small business, and he was either going to do it by selling menswear, which is what the industry he knew, or he called up my grandfather and said, what do you think? Do you want to come down to Virginia and open up a flower shop? And my mom was an only child, and my sister, Karen, was just born. And so they decided to come down, open up the shop, and they named it after my older sister, Karen, for good luck. And that's how you got the name Karen's Florist.
So what was the name up in New York?
It was with his brothers. I don't remember.
Okay.
It was way before my time. But he you know, left his brothers and everybody up there because they wanted to come down for my mom and for my sister.
Right.
And we stayed at Seven Corners for 38 years.
Wow.
And then, yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful place. I grew up there, basically.
Yeah.
And then we moved out to Vienna a little over 19 years ago. And what was really fabulous is our Seven Corners customers, friends, patrons, they stayed with us. They followed us over to Vienna. And Vienna and the entire area there just welcomed us with open arms. So it's been a wonderful journey.
Yeah. If I can have a very personal note on Karen's Florist. Karen's Florist did do my flowers at my wedding, which I was thrilled with, as well as when I was talking to people that I know in the area and telling them that I was having you on the show. There was many women who said, oh, I love Karen's Florist. They did my flowers at my wedding. So you have
wonderful.
A great following.
We love that. We absolutely love that.
Yeah.
You asked what my biggest challenge is. We have a few different things in our business, because we're dealing with perishable. So we need to be able to get the flowers from where they're grown to us, to the consumer, and our customers very quickly. And there's a lot of things that you may not think of. I didn't really until I came back to the business full time. But weather does impact a lot, and not just the snow that we have, and I'll get to that in a moment, but also when the volcano erupted in 2010, all the flights were grounded in Europe because they had that ash cloud over it. Well, we couldn't get our flowers in from Holland, and that was right before Administrative Professionals Week.
Ah.
So there's things like that that constantly we're looking at, very cold temperatures, very hot temperatures. They're not great for the flowers, so we have to always make sure that we have the right temperature controls. Flowers are not all the same quality, so we want to make sure that we have that wonderful quality so that all those women you talk to still remember their wedding flowers and are very excited about them. And there's also a lot of unique flowers, but they're all over the world. So we have this worldwide market, but we also have to make sure that we can get it from there to here, and we also have to make sure it's the right quality for us.
Right. And, you know, you bring up a very interesting point, but, you know, it's not just the weather locally, but it's really global weather can impact your supply chain of getting the flowers to where they need to go, wherever that is.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So that is quite
winter,
a challenge.
Yeah. You don't talk about this winter, do you?
Yeah, no.
If anybody saw us on Valentine's Day, it was a huge amount of planning. It was absolutely amazing, and the 13th of February is probably a florist's worst nightmare to have a big snowstorm. So we planned in advance. We got generators. We made all of our staff stay with friends, neighbors, hotels, whatever they needed to do to get into work on the 13th. We had a massive tent that housed all the deliveries that were going out that week that almost collapsed. So we had to get snow off the roof of it and move arrangements and all sorts of crazy things. But, you know, luckily I have an incredible team and we made it work. So it's been a lot of interesting challenges with all these snowstorms.
And I'd imagine it's all hands on deck and there's never too small of a job for you to do if need
never.
Be.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about Karen's Florist and the short history and some of the challenges that you're facing or you face being a floral and a perishable goods. What are one or two experiences that you've had over the course of your career or life that have really defined who you are today?
Well, I actually, and I don't know if you knew this, but I spent 10 years in the IT world before I came back to the family business.
I did
and not. It was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot. I traveled really around the world for a lot of the things that I did. I did some project management. I did product marketing. And I just had the opportunity to meet people from entry level, which is where I was when I started, up to senior executives. And it was just an interesting journey to see all the different personalities, all the different cultures that you had to be aware of as you were going into these different countries, and also learn to be really on your own and be your own person and be able to basically be strong and be able to handle any situation.
What have you taken from that IT role career and applied to your business today? Do you see some direct correlations that you've taken and been able to apply?
A couple of things. One is that when I was entry level, like I said, when I first started, and I was in rooms with executives, and that's something that's changed a lot throughout the years as well. I was one of the few women professionals back then, which is kind of telling my age. but it learned to put you into any situation and that everybody was equally as important. So in the companies that I worked in, from the president and CEO of multi-million dollar companies to the entry level or the intern, everybody was equally as important and that you made a difference in people's lives on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I took away from more than anything, being able to handle just about any situation that's thrown at you.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. What is some of the biggest challenges today in 2014 that women have to overcome in the business world? And you're seeing it both from, I think you can probably still apply, even though you've been in the floral business for 19 years, the IT, as well as something like the retail perishable goods side of the industry.
It has changed a lot over the years where I don't think that women have as many things to overcome as they did when I started in IT, or even starting back at the store 19 years ago. Because, as I said, when I first started out, I was one of the only women. I mean, I was even invited to a dinner because they needed a woman professional to be at that dinner. And they didn't have anybody else. And that was, you know, that was what it was. And, you know, as I said, I'm kind of telling my age, but that was about 30 years ago. And as we went through the different years, I started to see a lot more women in the different positions and a lot more networking and skills that we can learn from and that we can get out into the business world. I was at a breakfast a couple weeks ago, and one of the things that people said, and I think this is one thing that women probably have to get a little better at, but men can look at each other and say, hey, I don't like that shirt, for just an easy thing. And the man will go, okay, no problem. The woman will go, oh my goodness, what meetings did I wear to? What did I do? Where did I go? And I think we need to get kind of past that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, during this month of where we're really celebrating women's success and talking to my various guests, they have, you know, honed in on that aspect too, very much. So I do think there's a loud message on really trying to get over it, you know, and not taking so much personally, being confident in what you're doing, what you're wearing, how you're performing. And, you know, like the guys go, okay, we can agree to disagree and move on and, you know, have a glass of wine, go have lunch and move on with our lives together.
Right. Exactly.
So quickly before the break, what advice or encouragement do you have for women who want to start their own company?
They need to learn everything they can about the business you want to start. Go work for somebody that's in that industry because there's a lot of hidden things that you need to know about before you start. It's going to be a lot of hard work, and you have to be aware that you're going to be doing everything from maybe, you know, in our industry, mopping the floor to, you know, doing high-level executive meetings. And you just have to know that you have to be everybody in that business, and you also have to learn everything you can before you start it. Go in with your eyes wide open. It's kind of like the show Undercover Boss. Even the president and CEO didn't know what was going on in those different parts. So you want to be able to learn it, know it, and take advice from everybody that works around you, for you, beside you, because people are noticing different things, and you just have to constantly, constantly learn.
Yeah, sounds great. And with that, it is time for a break. So stay tuned to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. We have Maris Angolia, President and CEO of Karen's Florist, on. We will see you after this break.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you want to know about investing in emerging and frontier markets, or if you have experience in this field but still need to know more, Tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham. Gavin explores news, current trends, and insights about both categories of investing. His guest experts, along with his own knowledge, will help you stay above the line when it comes to growth potential, whether in funds or equities. He will look at what to invest in and avoid. Tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you looking for innovative ideas on how to achieve your financial dreams? Tune in to Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday afternoon at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Join certified financial planners Ken Smith and Ethan Broga to learn how you can obtain financial success. You'll be entertained while you discover techniques to alleviate your financial concerns. Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. You are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. And we are celebrating women's success by talking with Maris Angolia, President and CEO of Karen's Florist. She's leading a small family-owned business in the Northern Virginia area, a floral business, of course. And we have just talked a little bit about Karen's Florist's history and her journey and some of the women issues that she has seen, the challenges and advice for people who want to start their own company. So now let's focus a little bit more about your journey, Maris.
Okay.
What has your personal journey been like in preparing you to become CEO of Karen's Florist?
Well, as we mentioned in the first segment, I started off in the IT world. I grew up in the business. And, you know, as all kids did growing up, you were in the flower shop. I think my first job was addressing the envelopes for calendars, and I got 50 cents an hour.
Wow.
So we kind of did everything growing up, and then after I graduated college, I went into the IT industry for about 10 years. When we moved back to Vienna, when we moved our location from Seven Corners to Vienna, that's when I came back to the family business. And, you know, it was a lot of hard work. I absolutely love our industry, and it's been wonderful for me to be able to carry on my father's legacy.
Yes. You know, what has been the highest point during your professional career?
I'd have to say it was working with my father. He was just an amazing businessman. He was an amazing man, had compassion for everybody, had a kind word for all that he met, and just had a lot of great advice and a great little anecdotes as you went through each time. And, you know, he said, if you're having a difficult day or something's happening, you have two ears, honey, one for it to go in and one for it to come out.
And, that is great advice.
It was, you know, just things like that. And so I learned so much from him. And, you know, it's just, it's been a lot of things that as I'm going through just a daily life, sometimes I'll just kind of smile and go, yeah, that's what he would have done right there.
That, I think that is wonderful that you just kind of have that, you know, feeling and memory. And when you are having a bad day, you can think back of some of his, you know, advice that he would give you. So that's wonderful.
Right.
Running a business like Karen's Florist is not something you can do alone. Can you tell us a little bit about the management team you have put into place and the advantages and challenges that that team has brought?
Right. Well, it's actually not just the management team. It's each and every employee that we have, because each person is really so important. So I have my manager, is my director of operations. He'll keep the things going every day. But without the front counter or the sales crew who's taking your order properly, or the designers who create that wow, you know, we also, the drivers, if the drivers don't get it to you, it really doesn't matter kind of what happened before you. So each person, from the person who prepares or cleans the flowers, because flowers come in and you need to clean them and cut them and do things like that, through the whole process in our store is equally important. And what we've tried to do and what we hope that we've done is we put each person in the place where they are, the place that they can soar the most. I think there was one, it's like putting people not only on the bus but in the right seats on the bus or something. Mm-hmm. There's a book about that.
Yep.
But we found that when we're putting them into where their passions are and their loves, it just makes for a much happier environment. Challenges, we're all in one big space. There's no office or room that you can run and hide in if you're having a bad day. Everybody will see it. And you put on that face when a customer walks in, everything, you know, you cannot have a bad day. We just can't. I mean, we want to put our best face on to the customer. But, you know, when they're in the back room, they all have to be around each other, so you kind of know a lot about each other's lives, and sometimes that can be a lot of fun, and sometimes that can be a little challenging.
So how many employees does Karen's Florist have?
We have, on a day-to-day basis, 25 permanent and part-time and full-time, 25 permanent part-time and full-time employees, and at holidays, that will go well over 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, so obviously they're not all there all the time in the shop, and that, so is this the type that is more shift work, or is there other places that Karen's Florist really has their people working out of? I guess the drivers probably check into the shop, but they're mostly out on the road. So how does that work?
Well, we have to have a certain number of people that are in the sales team each day to make sure we cover walk-in customers, phone sales, customer service, all of that. You need to have a certain number of designers that can handle how many designs you need to go out that day. So they're all housed in our location on Maple Avenue in Vienna. The drivers obviously will come in, they'll get their runs, and then they deliver all over the metropolitan area. So we're in D.C. every day, suburban Maryland, and all of Northern Virginia. So that's what's housed out of our building. Everybody, all the full-time people work a five-day week, and they're off on Sundays, which is when we're closed. We still deliver, but we're closed, and one other day during the week. And, you know, we're open from 8 to 6, so the shifts are usually 8 to 5 or 9 to 6.
Yep. So, you know, apart from Karen's Florist, I know that you're very involved in the community, you know, talk a little bit more about your community involvement and how that is important to your business.
Well, the community supported us over the years, especially at the beginning. I mean, my dad would tell stories where it was him, my grandfather, a driver, and a designer, and a bunch of firefighters that would help him get through Easter Sundays of making all the corsages. So we have been supported by the community for so many years, and now, thank goodness, we're in a position that we can give back. So we not only, you mentioned the Wolf Trap affiliation, which I absolutely love. I'm on the board of the World Police and Fire Games, which is coming in. Inova, we work a lot with Inova Health Foundation. But we also have a program called Karen's Gives Back, where each month we have very local organizations who apply to this program, and our advisory board selects it, and 10% of the proceeds of a specific arrangement go back to that organization. And we send out email blasts and Facebook postings and all that. So it again allows us to give back. And much to our surprise and very humbled by this, our community actually nominated us for Steve Harvey Community Awards, or the Neighborhood Awards, and we actually got Best in America last year. And that was
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Very excited about that. But it's just, it's wonderful to be involved in your community. It makes you feel good. Plus the fact is there's so many people in our local area that we can help. And again, being in the position that we can help them, it's great to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. You know, there's so much about your job that you've talked about and so many different hats that you have worn. What do you like most about your job?
I love the customers. I love meeting new people. I love being a part of so many parts of their lives. I mean, we're there from the new baby to the weddings to every part in between. And so we've seen a lot of people where we've seen them from their first date, and then we've done their wedding, and then we've done, you know, flowers for their new baby, and, you know, then we go on to the baby's wedding, you know, 25 years later. And just to see that, I haven't gone that far in the whole cycle yet.
Right.
But just to see that cycle and to see their happiness and joy, and then also be able to provide comfort at times of need, mm-hmm. is just, it's a wonderful feeling. And I've gotten a lot of great friends out of it, too. A lot of people that I feel are really an important part of our lives now.
Right. And, you know, it is probably one of those things where you really do see the milestones of a family, and you're part of that, you know, and you're either very involved if you get to really know them, or, you know, you just kind of go, oh, you know, I've seen them grown from when they were a baby on into their adulthood and having their own children. So that must be an amazing experience that you have.
It's wonderful. I mean, we're doing a prom contest now. We've been doing it about 7 years. So any of you out there with high school juniors or seniors, please visit our website, KarenFlores.com. It'll be active in about 2 or 3 days. But we're doing a prom contest where the teenagers can win, this year it's a 30-person minibus and from Reston Limousine and a $200 credit at Capital Grill and a $200 credit with us. And you're seeing that, and the people and the students that won it 5 or 6 years ago still keep in contact with us. So that's kind of cool, too.
That is cool. That is very cool. And I wish I had a junior or senior so that I could get, you know, submit them in, but I have a few more years before my children
will probably still be doing it, so we'll count on them to enter in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Quickly before the break, I have two more questions. The first one is, what is great about being a woman in business in 2014?
There's so much opportunity. There's so many different places that you can go and you can see and you can do. And then there's also, if you need extra help or mentorship or anything like that, there's a lot of people around that can help you.
Yep. And then the last question before we break is, how do you define success?
It's really defined in a lot of ways. I mean, it's not just about the bottom line. Obviously, you need the bottom line to keep going. But we're in a business where we can provide happiness and comfort to so many people. And our success is really being able to provide happiness to them, but also provide a good working environment for all of our staff. We want to have them have a place that they love coming to and have that passion. And then that passion in turns around to our customers and helps them. And between that, you know, that's success. It's everything all together, making the world a better place of where you are.
Yeah. Do you feel you've achieved success?
I do.
That's putting you on the spot.
I hope I do.
Well, good.
Yeah. I mean, years ago, a man I met on a train said, you know, we don't save lives. We don't, we don't change the world, but what we can do is we can change the world for the people that we work with, we work for, we work next to, and if we've changed that, then we've made a difference, and that's success. And so that's what I hope that we do each day. But you can always strive, and you can always do more, and that's what we do every day.
Yep. Well, that's great, and it is time for another break. So you're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I am your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I am on the line with Maris Angolia, who is president and CEO of Karen's Florist. So stay tuned, and we'll see you after this break.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Are the challenges of economic uncertainty and the pressures of global competition wreaking havoc on your company strategy? To succeed in today's fast-paced, high-tech business landscape, companies must continually adapt while driving innovation and exploiting new opportunities. Listen for Quantum Business Insights with host Olivia Parr Rood. Our guests will include thought leaders from around the world discussing and exploring the concepts that will move companies forward in these uncertain times. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Maris Angolia, President and CEO of Karen's Florist, on as we celebrate women's success. And we've talked a lot about her family business, Karen's Florist, how that has weathered almost literally Mother Nature and the storms, the journey, the little bit of the history of it, and also talked a little bit about Maris's own professional journey, where she didn't just start her career in the family business, but she actually went another route into the IT business and then came back over to the family business about 19 years ago. So let's go and talk a little bit more about Karen's Florist. Yeah, we did talk about how Karen's Florist has been weathering the 2014 winter and other Mother Nature type storms. How about the economic storm over the last several years? We've had ups and downs in the economy. How does that impact Karen's Florist business and probably the floral business as a whole? And how have you gotten through those ups and downs?
Well, you have to look at what's going on in the world, obviously, and you have to be open to change. And I think that's the biggest thing that we were looking at is, where are people still buying flowers and gifts, because we sell gift baskets as well? Where are they buying these? What are the things that they need to further themselves? So, well, we saw a lot of people cutting back on their marketing budgets. We actually doubled ours, because we wanted to make sure we got our name out there. Kind of took a chance, but took hold of it and decided we need to spend this money now to make sure that people know that we're here, we're solid. And our reputation, thank goodness, over the past, 56 years has also carried us through. For the flower business, you have those, like you said, the milestones in people's lives. There's still going to be babies being born. There's still going to be some get-wells. It's that cheerful arrangement in the hospital room. There's still weddings. There's still events and all those kind of things. So we looked at all different ways to let people know that we're here, whether it's through our Karen's Gives Back program, which we still wanted to give to our community and show that we're still a strong support of that, or through our marketing or through our website. But we also looked at the fact that we could do partnerships with other companies. And so we looked for companies that were like businesses or complementary businesses to us. And we started partnering with them and showing how we could go together on some marketing efforts. And that actually turned out to be a very, very good marketing effort and good effort for the store as a whole.
So those partnerships, give us some examples of the partnerships. Is it related to the gift baskets, or what would you market together? What would you partner together with?
Well, for instance, we talked about the prom contest recently. We partnered with Reston Limousine, and we partnered with Capital Grill to provide this great prom contest and get the word out about all of our products. And not only is it going out to my marketing list and my email list and contacts, but it's also going out to Reston Limos, and it's also being talked about by Capital Grill. So it's thinking of ways that you can team together and provide something, whether it's fun or whether it's a good product line together. It's gift baskets. If you wanted to put something of of another company's into it and market that as a whole. So it's more of looking at other people and saying, okay, that, you know, Rest and Limousine, they do weddings and events. They have limos. We do weddings and events. We have flowers. How could we go in together and talk about something like that? We partnered with a restaurant, and we got in a lot of executive assistance from a company, and we basically gave them a nice lunch, we put out flowers, we did all sorts of things like that, and we talked about our company, and while we were doing all that, we were building relationships around different vendors, as well as building relationships with those assistants, with those office managers, with all those people who make the purchasing decisions for companies.
So it's really being proactive, thinking outside of the box, and thinking of teaming and getting win-win situations and not always thinking about, okay, how do I make sure I get this piece of the pie and my competition doesn't? But it's really that creative thinking that you have to use, and how can you partner and be proactive about it and get win-win relationships.
Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, you've talked a lot about the challenges of your business and how you've overcome them. Are there other challenges we haven't talked about and ways that you've overcome them that you want to share with the listeners?
Well, there's things that have changed in the florist business and in my world or the florist business over the past, you know, 10, 15 years. The internet and web and iPhones and everything else has helped in so many ways, but it's also provided some interesting challenges. So whereas before, maybe you would call me and say, I want you to send a beautiful arrangement to a friend. I send that arrangement to your friend. Your friend may have absolutely loved it, but she snapped a picture and sent it to you, and it's not what you had in mind. So that has changed a bit. Also, there's so many pictures of floral arrangements out there on the websites and every place that people go, which is great because we have a more educated consumer. But sometimes they'll go to an arrangement and say, oh, I love that. I have to have that, and try to order it. Yet that might be a flower that's out of season. So we're not exactly like a picture. So whereas, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, I want that shirt can come in red, green, yellow, purple. When you look at a flower arrangement, it really depends on what's in season, what if it's same day, you know, we have a very large selection of flowers, but maybe it's that one that we need to special order in for tomorrow. So there's a lot more education and a lot more photographs, and, you know, we want to just provide the best customer service we can, but that can sometimes be a challenge.
Yeah.
The other thing is that there's a lot of there's professional florists. I'm a professional florist. We have a network of them all around the country. But there are some companies that are just call centers. And what they're doing is they're taking your order in a room. They're not designers. They haven't been in the business. And so we're running up a little bit about that, about, you know, not, they're running deals and all different things like that. And ours is, we're professional florists. We have amazing designers. We have incredible quality, because it's not just comparing that same, as I said, a shirt to a different shirt. It's a very different quality, and it's a design. I wish I could design the way these designers do, because they are unbelievable, from all over the world, from all different nationalities, from all different experiences. And what they can do in these flowers is amazing. So it's just making sure that again, we educate the people that are looking at these and showing what we can do. And, you know, thank goodness, I believe that we're getting that word out. Our reputation, I'm hopeful, and I think it is very, very good. And showing what our design team, what our team can do.
Yep. And as I said before, I can speak from personal experience that the arrangements are amazing. And I am always amazed by the design team's floral arrangements that I see, whether it is receiving them, which of course I always enjoy, or being at an event that Karen's Florist has done. It's just always eye-opening and awe-inspiring. So you've got my vote, Maris.
Well,
I think it's
thank
great.
You.
So shifting a little bit from Karen's Florist specifically, but what are some of the biggest issues and challenges small business owners have today, and how can they overcome those issues?
It's a new marketplace. It's not your local brick-and-mortar store anymore. You've got cyberspace. You've got people who can come in your store with an iPhone, look at something you have. And I'm going with this like any
yeah.
retailer.
Right.
But you're looking at an item and you're going, oh, hey, let me see if I can Google this somewhere and see if it's less expensive over here. And so it's a different marketplace with that. So I think each business owner has to have that confidence. We talked about that for women-owned and you know, women managers mm-hmm. and leaders. But I think everybody, you have to have confidence not only in yourself but in the product that you're selling. And you put your best foot forward and you learn everything you can. Don't worry about the competition. Just take care of your own and really put your best foot forward. And I think if you do that, that's definitely going to get you further ahead. But again, it's a whole new marketplace. The whole internet, iPhone, Droid, whatever it is, marketplace is a challenge. Even getting out in all the social media, you have so many different places that you have to put your name at. And what's great today may not be working tomorrow.
Right. So you always have to, you know, keep up. One, do spectacular customer service all the time, no matter really what business you are. I mean, in my consulting company, I always make sure that my teams are focused on providing the exceptional service, because in order to get a renewed contract or another contract with that client, I need to make sure that my performance was spectacular. So it's the same thing with any customer. You have to do great customer service,
right.
and then be proactive and be creative in how you get out there, how you market, and how you provide that service.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So during the break, you and I talked a little bit about the Nova project that you did and you mentioned earlier to everyone. Okay. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I think it's a very interesting story that the listeners can enjoy and find out some ways of dealing with the issues that you had to deal with.
It was one of the most amazing projects. It was a Nova Health Foundation, and all five of their hospitals, for those of people who aren't local, that's a major health system in the D.C. area, one of the major ones. All five of their hospitals ranked in the top 15, according to U.S. News and World Report. The CEO of Inova wanted to thank each and every person who made that happen, and what that was is that was 14,500 employees. So we got the call to provide 14,500 bouquets to the Inova employees, and then the plan went into action. We could not tell anybody who it was for. We could not even tell our own staff what we were doing because we couldn't get the word out. It had to be a big surprise. Immediately called my grower, or one of our growers, said, "What do you think?" And he's like, "Let me work on it." So 14,500 sunflower bouquets later, 70,000 stems that arrived in 11 pallets of 350 boxes arrived at our door. I might mention that was the same day as the wolf trap ball, where we had over 100 centerpieces going
wow.
out the door. So the truck took the arrangements over to Wolf Trap for the big ball. The next truck came in with these 350 boxes. And we went to work on getting them out of the boxes, getting them into water. We hired about 30 teenagers where I collected all the iPhones and everything at the door because they couldn't take any pictures or anything. 750 buckets with 20 bouquets each, and they all went into these buckets. And on Tuesday morning of that week, right after the ball, we had all of our trucks arrive at Inova Fairfax. There was a whole video. In fact, you can go out to our website and see this truly amazing video. It's just one of the most amazing projects I've ever been a part of. And we delivered all of these bouquets within a four-day period. And the logistics on this and the teamwork was unbelievable.
Yeah, when you talk about flowers, I mean, there is. It's not like you have weeks to plan this. I mean, mm-hmm. there is, you know, it's days to plan.
Right.
So.
Right. And once we decided to do this, or once they said, okay, we're doing it, it was like we had to pick the date, and the date couldn't waver because the flowers just can't sit there for another week. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
So it was a lot of logistics, a lot of fun, a lot of teamwork, a lot of, oh, my goodness, you know.
Right.
But it turned out even better than I think we expected it.
Well, wonderful. And with that, it is time for another break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and we are talking to Maris Angolia, President and CEO of Karen's Florists. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you after this break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network. If you've ever wanted to know the inner workings of how auctions work, you'll want to tune in to Ed Spencer's American Auction View. Auctions establish markets and commerce that affect everyone in our country. Whether it's land, real estate, livestock, automobiles, collectibles, or household goods, people are turning auction items into cash in nearly every business market in the world. You can find out more about this unique and engaging industry every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. Are you ready for what happens next? If you have your investments, retirement planning, and business plans all in a row, you're probably set. But are you really all that sure? Listen to In Black and Whites with host Peter Whites. Peter and his guests will cover business and investment topics that you need to know about right now. Whether it's new technology, 401k plans, mergers and acquisitions, we're here to help you. In Black and Whites airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business. Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I'm talking to Maris Angolia, President and CEO of Karen's Florist. So before we get into the very last segment where we really get to know Maris, and as we do with every guest, in some of the non-business, non-professional questions that we have, Maris, tell us a little bit more about how people can get in touch with Karen's Florist, learn about the NOVA Project, learn how to order flowers from you, and just kind of stay in tune with Karen's Florist.
Certainly. Well, of course, you have our website, which is www.karensflorist, and it's karinsflorist.com. On there, you'll find links to our Facebook site, or you can go straight to Facebook and find Karen's Florist. Please like us. Our Twitter account, which is also Karen's Florist. We're on Pinterest, which is really important for florists because we have so many beautiful flowers we can show. We have videos that are not only on our website. You can see the Anova video as well as Steve Harvey, but we do have a YouTube channel where you can see our previous open houses. We have a very large open house at Karen's every November. This year is scheduled for November 12th. But come out to our website, go out to our Facebook sites. You'll learn about new products, new product lines. Like we're carrying the Brito product line right now, which is a pop artist kind of vases and containers line. Our gift baskets, if we have a new gourmet item, anything like that. Typically we post that at Facebook, Twitter, and of course we love visitors, so please, please, please come into the store. We're right on Maple Avenue, right as soon as you enter into Vienna on the left-hand side. We've got a beautiful showroom, and of course you'll see us out in the community at different balls and galas and all sorts of things like that.
Well, great. Thank you so much. So now you're going to be put on the spot a little bit, and we're going to find out more about you, Maris.
Uh-oh.
Who have been some of the people that have influenced you the most? And I'm actually going to take one of those out for you. You talked about your father, so I'm hoping you might have another one. but you can tell me if you
don't. I have
a
couple more.
Okay, good.
I'm going to throw my mom in there, too, because they had just an amazing marriage and an amazing life together, married for over 56 years, and they were each other's best friends and support network. So watching that, watching the way my mom supported him, that was always a great role model for me as well. My mom also knew how to really throw a party, which is one of the things that I loved to do the most, so she taught me how to entertain. Also, my first two bosses, when I entered into the IT world, they were really amazing gentlemen who backed me up 100% but always gave me guidance and showed me where to go and helped me throughout my career. And, of course, my husband, so because he's wonderful.
Yes, very good. What do you do when you are not at the office?
I love spending time with friends and family. I love to entertain. We like game nights. Board games, any kind of games are wonderful. In fact, my husband's whole family, we just have game nights like you wouldn't believe. We love to travel. Anybody who knows me well knows that part of my favorite thing to do on travel is to go on a cruise ship. And Wolf Trap is one of my absolute favorite things. I don't know whether it's a hobby or a passion or what, but you will find me there most of the summer and the barns during the winter, and it's just one of the things from the time I was a teenager I've loved to go to, and I'm just so proud to be part of that board and part of that community over there.
I hear you, and I feel the exact same way. I actually have, my kids are getting older now, so I don't have to worry about it so much, but I would always line up my babysitters for, because it was Wolf Trap season, a.k.a. the summer season. So, okay, here, babysitters, sign up for what nights you want.
Exactly.
So I did know that you love taking cruises. do you have a favorite destination that you've gone to or you want to go to in a cruise?
We've been on a Greece and Italy cruise, and it was fantastic. But I think Venice has got to be one of my favorite cities of all times. Absolutely gorgeous, and taking a cruise ship into the port of Venice is stunning. Looking forward to someday going to Australia and New Zealand. That's on my list to go to. And pretty much anywhere the ship goes is good.
Wonderful. So, you know, how do you unwind and relax at the end of the day?
Come home in the winter months, we put on a fire. In the summer months, we go out on the patio and just chat with my husband, kind of unwind from the day, you know, have dinner, relax. And that's kind of what we do in the end of the day.
Wonderful. So what is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? It's actually White Christmas.
Oh, how wonderful.
I love that. I have to see it every year, sometimes in the middle of the year, but it's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, I bet there's going to be a little distance from seeing it anytime soon since we see a lot of white this winter.
Yeah, that's true, too. But it's a whole different thing. In fact, they had no snow there till the very end, so we're good till the very end. We could turn it off.
Okay. So are there any movies that you want to see that you haven't seen yet that are out?
I am waiting. Well, actually, I just ordered it. Frozen. I'm a Disney fanatic. Absolutely love Disney. And I've heard Frozen is amazing. And I can't wait to get the DVD and watch it.
Yes, it is amazing. I went with my daughter and it was fabulous. So I'm sure you will love it, too.
Can't wait.
Yep. What book are you reading now?
Just finished King and Maxwell by David Baldacci. He is by far my favorite author, and the whole genre that he writes is just amazing for me. He just published a new book called The Finisher, which I just downloaded and I'm getting ready to read, which is totally different, actually. So I'm excited to see a different topic and different things that he's done. But he's by far my favorite author, so pretty much whatever he writes, I'll read.
And what is on your bucket list to do? You've mentioned New Zealand and Australia, but what else is on your bucket list?
Well, I'll throw this out to all your listeners. I want to go to the Golden Globes or the Oscars or the People's Choice. I don't care. That's on my bucket list. I will work behind the scenes. I will be a seat filler. I just want to go and see that whole production of it. I think, you know, being in the business I'm in, there's so many things that go behind the scenes. I'd like to see that and then just see how it all comes together. So that's my number one pick.
That sounds great. And we have about 2 minutes left, so hopefully we can get through the last two questions that I ask every single guest.
Okay.
And that is, what do you do when you have had a bad day?
Obviously, I have a great husband and a lot of great friends that can help me through it, but sometimes I actually love to play computer games and video games, so that kind of gets my mind off of things into a little mindless task, and that's what I do.
And we all have to remember that you did start your career in the IT field.
Yes, I did.
So that's that IT coming out in you.
It is. It's not something I publicize. Well, I guess I publicized it now, but it's kind of fun and, you know, gets your mind off of things.
Yeah. What practical advice can you give others to help them be successful every day?
Something that I've lived by, every day there's going to be something thrown at you. Every day something's going to surprise you. Every day you're going to learn something. But there's things that are thrown at you. You've got to take care of them, react positively, and move on. Because it really is the way that you react to things that make your life better or could make it worse. So as long as you have your health, your family, your friends around you, you can really get through everything else. And, you know, like they say, it's, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Keep on going, have a positive attitude, concentrate on what's great in your life, and that's going to make things go so much better.
I love it. And I think it's the perfect way to end the show. Thank you so much, Maris, for coming on and being my guest and sharing your journey and Karen's Florist journey, and also sharing, you know, how you've gotten through all the various weather storms, whether it's Mother Nature or the economics, and sharing a little bit more about yourself that is not professional or company specific. So thank you, Maris, for joining me on my show.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it, and I had a great time.
Wonderful. And for all you listeners, I hope that you have found some tips and tidbits that you can take with you and have success every day. And we will see you next week. Thank you and enjoy your week.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.